Hello, listening friends. This is Keith Kaiser coming to you once again for Manna in the Morning. We're studying the Upper Room Ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, and this morning we begin our reading in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, beginning at verse 7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it will be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. The Lord Jesus reminds the disciples that the secret of fruitfulness is abiding in him. The branches cannot bear fruit unless they're connected to the vine, the life source, that is, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul, who once upon a time had been a proud Pharisee, pointing to all his religious accomplishments and self-righteousness, was transformed by the Lord Jesus Christ when he met him on the road to Damascus. Afterward, when he thought of his natural abilities and all of his attainments, he said, "In my flesh dwells no good thing," in Romans chapter 7. But then also he said in Galatians chapter 2 that the life he did live, he lived by faith in the Son of God who loved him and gave himself for him. So every godly Christian recognizes that the secret to fruit bearing is abiding in the Lord Jesus, letting him produce his fruit through us. Now one may ask, but yes, how does one abide in him? The word means to remain, or to abide, as we've said. That's probably one of the better translations. So how does one do that? Well, the Lord Jesus defines it. He says, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. The secret to abiding is spending time with the Lord Jesus, obeying him, learning from him, letting him teach you and mold your character, allowing his Spirit through the Word of God to change you and begin to make you more like the Lord Jesus Christ. When you come to Christ and are saved, that's only the beginning. God wants to live his life in you. He wants to begin the work in you, which will be faithful to complete until the day of Christ Jesus. It's a tremendous privilege to serve the Lord. And indeed, he says, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples." A disciple is a follower or a learner of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by following him and bearing much fruit, we glorify the Father. We bring forth the fruit that God has been looking for. As others look upon us, they see a difference in us. They say, "What's different about you? You have peace. You have joy. You act like others don't act. You do good and you don't do evil. Why are you like that?" It's the Christian's privilege to say, "Well, I bear fruit because I'm abiding in the vine. I bear fruit because I'm connected to the life of the Lord Jesus spiritually, and he lives his life through me and does his works through me." What a great privilege this is. The Father had loved the Lord Jesus, verse 9 says, and the Lord Jesus says, "So have I loved you, continue ye in my love." How wonderful to be loved with the very love of God. The love which God has for his Son is extended to us as well. If ye keep my commandments, he says, ye shall abide in my love, even as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. The goal, of course, is to imitate Christ. He followed the Father's commands completely and implicitly. He always did that which pleased the Father, and he wants us to always do that which pleases him. He tells us that this is the secret to joy. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be made full. What a wonderful thing that is, to have the joy of the Lord Jesus. It's a joy that transcends circumstances. It's a joy that would enable Paul, even when he was in prison, in Philippians 4:4, to exclaim, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." It's a supernatural joy that comes from the joy of the Lord himself being given to us as a free gift.